Good evening. I am calling the Whitney Town Advisory Board into session on June 1st, 2023. So everybody will rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Jerry Ramirez is excused for tonight's meeting. Is there any county staff here?
Ross of Austin, Clark County, Church and Grace's office, and we will not have a planner tonight.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items with its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comment? Seeing that there is none. Approval of minutes from March 30th, 2023. There is a change. I was absent at that meeting, but it reflects that I called the meeting into order. So that's that change. I'm going to recuse myself from the vote since I wasn't at the meeting, though, to verify the information. Okay. Are you sure? Okay. So any other changes? No?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Motion carries with that one change. I believe Jerry was heading the meeting that day. Next is approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting on June 1st, 2023. I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Any informational items? Okay. Moving on to planning and zoning. This is item ET-23-400043, parentheses WS-20-0165, General Gifts, Inc. Waiver of development standards for extension of time for alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a proposed office warehouse facility on 4.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone. Generally located on the north side of Emerald Avenue, 1,220 feet east of Stephanie Street within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes.
Please step up, state your name for the record, and the floor is yours.
Chris Richardson, RWA Architects, 4300 East Sunset Road, Suite E3, Henderson, 89014, on behalf of the applicant. This is an extension of time. You know, it's interesting because this is my first time appearing before Whitney, and I was trying to figure that out on this project, but when we originally submitted, it got shut down during the COVID, right at the beginning of COVID, so we never came and presented the project before you. It did get approved. The project has seen its financial hurdles since then, but as the staff report states, we're actually approved in the building department, or we're in the building department under review right now. And the project has been fully bid and has a contractor on board, so ready to commence construction as soon as the building department clears it. We do have some exhibits if you are curious as to what's proposed out there, but otherwise I'm here to ask and answer any questions.
Are you going to give a presentation, though, just a little, like, an overview of what you're asking?
I can. The application is really just the extension of time. But
okay.
Like I said, because I wasn't here before, out of curiosity.
That would be great since we didn't see it.
Right.
So what was originally approved was actually a bit bigger of a building. So we're Emerald Way. This doesn't have a vicinity map on it, but it's a dead end that meets right up against the wash over there, Emerald and
Stephanie.
Yeah. And it's a light manufacturing facility. Scandical is a, they make tourist trinkets and stuff like that. So they do manufacturing there. We worked extensively with Public Works on the configuration of the site to get it to work with truck access. Even though it is a dead end, traffic wouldn't usually be an issue, but potentially at some point they could extend over the to get over to Boulder Highway, right? So elevations, you know, typical industrial look. And, you know, I apologize, I brought the drawings that are currently under review in the building department because that's where we're at. That's the most current. So they're not fancy in color, but.
Okay.
All right.
Does that end the year presentation?
Yes.
Okay. I'm now opening up the to the public. If there's any public comment, seeing that there is none, I will now open it up for questions from the board.
I just have one comment. So the last agenda I knew we had in the last meeting was this senior homes at the end of Emerald. So there's going to be no conflict with this project?
The senior homes are going to be south of this project.
On the other side, right? Yeah, okay.
This is down the street from where the dispensary is and what used to be Babes or where the nightclub, right? The gentleman at the end of that block. Okay.
So is it, there used to be like a taxi yard. So that is still.
Still that's across the street.
Different property.
It's different property on the south side of the road.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just a vacant undeveloped property.
Okay. I was just confirming that that's where it was. No questions? No? Mm-hmm. Anything else on the board?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to make a motion? I make
a motion that we accept the proposal as discussed, as presented.
With any staff conditions?
Yeah, we take no exception to any of the staff conditions that bring forward of late.
Comprehensive planning has a date
of
commencement, which would be April 21st, 2024.
Okay.
Until that period.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to take it with preliminary staff conditions. Which is until April 21st, 2024, to commence. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Moving on to the next item, general business. Any general business?
I just want to congratulate the staff and everyone here for a very successful event. I think several of us were there in the watering of the Oat Water Park. It was amazing. Like, it was obviously something very much needed by the amount of kids who were there enjoying themselves. So I don't know what it's been like since it's open, like the attendance and.
Thank you.
like 400.
Wow.
Is it a la carte admission, or can you buy like an annual thing?
Both. All. So you can buy an annual, $2 a person. Yeah, depending on the
girls,
for girls, $2,
$2,
something like that.
Very low
cost.
And there's waivers.
You can also apply to be for a waiver of those fees as well, as long as you meet
the criteria. And it's open 4 days a week?
No staffing issues?
Oh, tons of staffing issues. Oh. That's 4 days a week.
Yeah, I bet. No life.
We had more staff than you would
expect. Are there any reported problems that have happened? Or?
Prior to opening, yes. We did have an issue with people finding over, even though it's a J-hook. Before taking over, they went many pounds, we can get over it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was all mine. That was my cup.
Nice addition.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Seeing that there, I will do comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Are there any comments from the public? Seeing that there is none, the next meeting is scheduled for June 15th, 2023. We are adjourned.
Hello.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. I did not see my
card.
I'm good. I
took your old cards have Victoria's information. Okay.